There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 269 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to investigate one of those rumors that we hear all the time from our non-Disney friends. Before I tell you what that is, though, let me let you know who's on the show so we can begin talking about it. First, we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
How are we doing tonight, Ed?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good. Got my Sherlock Holmes hat on. We're going to investigate this.
Very good.
Sam, how's it going?
It's going great, Ed. Lisa, thank you guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome to 2019. Now, before we start show number 269, I just wanted to let everybody know that number 270 next week is going to be our 2018 year in review. We've done that each of the years we've had the podcast. We basically get together our whole staff of co-hosts to discuss the year that was 2018. So definitely stay tuned for that next week. Now, back to this week's investigation. Now, the mystery thing, or the statement that we always get, is that why do you want to go to Disney World? There's a store at the end of every attraction. So actually, you have to go through the store to get off the ride. And basically, the kids are looking at those toys and yelling and screaming they want something.
Exit through the gift shop, I think, is the way that it goes.
Yep. However, we're going to kind of investigate that. Now, of course, we know literally not every attraction empties out into a store. But I've never really actually considered what ones do and what ones don't, and put a percentage together to kind of give me an idea of how true that could be. So, with the help of my friends, we're going to take a virtual walk through the park, and we want you to come with us. We're going to be starting at the Magic Kingdom, we're going to meet at the turnstiles, we're going to make our way into the park, and basically we'll hit each of the lands, and we'll discover how many of these attractions actually do dump you out through a store trying to take that cash from you. So what do you think, guys? You up for this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in fact, there are some that I look forward to, believe it or not.
Oh, I agree. And we're definitely going to hit some good ones and some bad ones. So anyway, nice to see everybody in Magic Kingdom at the turnstiles. It's a beautiful day as we make our way into the park. We're going to go...
The touch points, Ed. It's 2019. The touch points.
True. Very true.
I still call them turnstiles, Ed.
Don't I know. I'm being the smart ass. I get it.
Ed still calls it MGM.
He has on occasion said that. Yes.
So I live in the past. It works out. As we walk down Main Street, we're going to make the big decision of the day. Which way are we going to go first, guys?
What time is it? Never mind. You pick. I'm following.
Well, let's head over to Tomorrowland. Lisa, what do you think?
Yeah, let's go right. Let's go right. I want Space Mountain.
Okay, very cool.
But if it is first thing in the morning, I'm probably going left just because the crowd's all going right. But that's...
Well, at Rope Drop, I'm in front of the crowd, so that does not matter.
You're leading the way. I agree. I'm very seldom leading the way, but I can be there at Rope Drop, but not first.
There you go. Anyway, we'll work our way into Tomorrowland. And our first attraction we're coming to is Monsters Incorporated. And I know that guy does not have a store at the end of it. which it probably could, considering monsters and all the things that they have going for them. After that, we hit Buzz. I forget, Buzz, I think that has one. I kind of get that mixed up with Stitch.
Buzz definitely has one. I'll tell you, the only reason I purely know this is because you can see it from the People Mover.
Oh, that's right, as you're going around the top. Yeah, very cool. And
Buzz has, you know, I look at Buzz, it's a great one. It's one that, it's not all that big. I think it's really started out as the photo location where you'd pick up your picture originally before PhotoPass because of the on-ride photo. One of the first around, not the first, but one of them. There's some great photo ops in there too with the Zerg and the behind the bars, and the kids love to stand in front of that and get their picture taken.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now across the way, Stitch is still there, however not open anymore. That did dump out into a shop, but we're not going to count that today.
That's still a good shop, though. That's one that you go into anyway.
Well, it was a good kind of science fiction-ish type place.
Mostly Star Wars these days, although for the Incredible Summer, there was a lot of Incredibles merchandise in that place.
Yeah, well, it kind of matched with the show they had going on there, the dance show. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep on going around the Circle of Tomorrowland and Carousel of Progress. Definitely not a store there. Barely an overhang.
I wouldn't mind some Carousel merchandise.
It'd be definitely different. Right. We haven't seen that before, to be honest with you. Kind of flashback stuff.
Yeah.
A t-shirt or a hat.
Right.
Okay, and then Space Mountain. Now, I tell you what, that used to be the big store to go through. That was pretty cool, an arcade and all that fun stuff. Not so much anymore.
No, but it's still a store.
Do you have to go through it, though, when you get off the ride?
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's... Okay.
Yeah, more so now that they've changed the exit, which I know Lisa's done before, because you're coming out in the center of that store. You used to come out all the way to the left, and you could just kind of sneak right out without actually going into the store. Mm-hmm. Now they're putting you right in the middle of it.
Okay. So, does count. So we have two rides. Well, actually, we haven't finished the Autopia, the Speedway, which, of course, doesn't empty out in the store.
I think you guys wanted to replace that with the store. Didn't you vote on that? No.
Okay, well, so Tomorrowland had two of the attractions, so that's not that bad. Let's continue on down to Fantasyland now. As we walk past the Speedway, there's the carousel in front of us, or actually, there's the teacups in front of us. And, well, basically there's nothing around the teacups as we move on to Winnie the Pooh. Nice try.
I stopped humming.
Yep, Winnie the Pooh has an awesome store, I think. Wasn't it there a store there with Pooh in the middle of it?
Absolutely. It's a great store. I really like that Winnie the Pooh store, and it's actually sort of taken over by the Seven Doors of Mine Train, too. There's a lot of Mine Train merch in there as well, but I have no problem with walking through that store.
Right, and there's a good reason, because the Mine Train does not have anything on the entrance or the exit. It's basically just right out to walkways. How about the princesses next to Pooh there? Do they have any type of store? I have not been in there.
I think I've walked out and not walked through a store.
It empties through, just like, in effect, while you're talking about that meet and greet, we sort of walk right past the the Mickey Mouse meet and greet up in the front of the park in Town Square, because that does sort of exit through a store, just like this one does. It's one of the stores that was always there. You can just kind of go through it after Fairy Tale Hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I remember it. Like, it's kind of sparse, though, right? There's not a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I've noticed more and more those stores are less packed, meaning they've taken some things out of it, made the walkways a little bigger, because I think they're sort of getting the hint that most people are just running through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's continue through Fantasyland. And the carousel, of course, is standing by itself. There are a number of stores around it, but we don't count them as, I think, exits through. Then we have Mickey's PhilharMagic, which has a store at the exit, but you can get around it, I think.
Yeah, it's sort of right between PhilharMagic and Peter Pan's Flight on the left. You can go straight out. You don't have to go through the store, but the store's conveniently there on your right-hand side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as we're getting our way through Fantasyland right here, it is a little crowded, But Peter Pan on the left there, I'm pretty sure we don't exit through a store or Small World on the right, correct?
No. No, I think these are remnants of the original Magic Kingdom, where maybe that wasn't top of mind, exiting through a gift shop, if you think about it.
Sure. Okay. Lisa, you know what? Take us through Liberty Square.
So, Liberty Square, we would start at the Haunted Mansion. And while I would argue that Memento Mori might be something that would be considered a stop that I absolutely have to make after I get off Haunted Mansion,
sure,
you're not going to call it something that comes right at the end of an attraction.
Right, sure. It doesn't count, but it's still a great store.
It does. It does. It doesn't count, but it is still a great store. How about the Hall of Presidents, guys?
Well, this actually goes in and out of the exit through a store, because you exit out those doors and you basically exit out into this big room, which has, over time, I've seen it be a store. I've seen it be an empty room. I've seen it been a historical display. I think I might have even seen it had food in there at one point.
I've seen it be a, but that's where the allergy pickup is for your Halloween candy.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's a right now one. That's officially the Liberty Square ticket office, and that's an annual pass holder location where you can get any Magic Band issues taken care of. Or I know this from experience, if you purchase an annual pass walking in, this is where you get the Magic Band that goes with that annual pass that you just purchased back at the Liberty Square ticket office.
Oh, gotcha. Did not know
so
that.
That's today, cool. But I bet that changes here in the near future.
Well, sure,
like
and
you
actually
said, it's been everything.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, so now we're in Liberty Square. Do we want to go across the bridge to Adventureland and go that way, or do we want to go back and keep on going through Frontierland?
Well, if you're going to argue that we haven't quite completed all the attractions there, we do have the Lily Bell, do we not?
Oh, the Liberty Bell. Yeah, you're right. Forgot that. No,
store obviously doesn't draw. He picks up and drops off at the same exact spot, but I just wanted to throw that out there. And then, you know, let's head on over to Frontierland.
Okay, very cool. Now, the Liberty Bell actually has a building there where you kind of walk through and walk backwards and exit off of, and it looks like it has room in there. I'm not sure exactly what it was ever used for, because you could pretty much have a kind of selection of things you could sell based on that. But anyway, on to Frontierland. And I guess we're going to go right to Big Thunder and to Splash Mountain. What do you think?
Oh, well, that's exactly right.
You just blew by the Country Bears.
Oh, we don't want to do that. Yeah. Now, Country Bears is great because we actually have the novelty of exiting out through a restaurant. I don't know if that counts as a store or not.
This is true. Right in the Pecos Bills.
You can buy something.
Very true. But I don't think you have to.
I don't think there's any other that does that, now that you mention it. I like that.
The restaurant?
Right in the Pecos Bills. Yeah.
We had our fingers crossed that Ratatouille might have had that designed into it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, so now Splash Mountain has a very small walkthrough store in there. You have to go through to get out of it, which is pretty cool. They got a couple nice pressed penny machines in there.
Yeah, they always have some towels in there too, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty appropriate.
And again, that's another one that I think, because I believe Splash was one of the first on-ride photos, and that's where you purchased your on-ride photo. And
yeah, I knew that's where you were heading, Sam, and you're absolutely you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's the first one, and when you think about it, all that room, and there's some switchbacks in there, you can sort of imagine back when this thing first opened, the people waiting to get their picture, which was such a novelty. Now we just scan our bands and move on, which is really kind of cool. But yeah, they've made use of the space by bringing in some retail, and that's fine.
And it's very specific Splash Mountain stuff. There's usually great stuff in there if you want something from that ride. Okay, over to Big Thunder, and we have nothing over there.
We have a popcorn cart right there. That's,
that's true.
That's a very really true. Important popcorn cart. Every time I need to refill my popcorn,
right
that's
there.
Likely where I'm going.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit and make our way into Adventureland. To probably one of my favorite stores of the park. Pirates, unfortunately, you have to go through that store. And as a kid, I loved it. As an adult, I love it. You don't have to go the full way through it. You can kind of sneak your way out the side to get to the restroom area and then kind of take the back alleyway into Adventureland. But yeah, pretty cool story.
I think this is one that most people that don't go often and come back with the complaint you talked about, Ed, are talking about something like pirates. Because the first thing every kid does when they get off of pirates is grabs a sword and starts to hit his little brother or sister.
Oh, yeah.
And then they want it. Daddy, I want this. I want this. I want this. And that's probably what people are thinking of. They went through pirates and had this experience, and then they saw stores in other places and hurried up and gathered the kids and rushed them through. But I think that's what gives it a bad name.
So here's my question, gentlemen, in this theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't possibly be the only one that's dumped a few dollar bills in that gift shop.
I have bought a few.
Of course. Yep, definitely. Yeah. What's cool about Pirates Gift Store is that it is part of the Pirates game. You are going to make your way in there for the game too, which is always a cool thing. Okay, so we're moving on from Pirates. Where are we going next?
Tiki Room.
Tiki Room, yeah.
Of course. Now, the Tiki Room does not have a store at the exit, I believe. It does have a really nice area around the Flying Carpets, Aladdin's Flying Carpets, that has some great stores, but not at the exit of the attractions, though.
Although, for this one, if you're doing it right, you're going to Aloha Ow, and then you're going in because you can take your Dole Whip inside now. So.
That's right. You can.
It's the reverse. See, this is it. They're selling us stuff before we get in line. Because think about it. Disneyland, the Dole Whip stand is in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the queue. There's a waiting area. Just imagine that in Walt Disney World's Tiki Room, if there was a window into Aloha Isle and you could order right there. That's what Disneyland does. And that's cool.
Oh, see?
Yeah, very much. Okay, let's take a walk across the pathway over to the Jungle Cruise and enjoy that Jungle Cruise. And as we're getting off, we're not walking through a store.
No.
I would have thought this would have been a main one. There's a bunch of little carts and things like that further through Adventureland that have some stuff on it from Jungle Cruise. Swiss Family Robinson House. No.
Nope.
Treehouse, I should say. And I think that's it for Adventureland.
That is.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, that wasn't that bad. We didn't exit through that many stores in the Magic Kingdom.
No, and you know what? We skipped Storybook Circus, which is where Barnstormer and Dumbo's are, and in both cases, you're not going through a gift shop when you exit.
So let me ask a question really quickly, is if you do, and it's I know it's not an attraction, but if you do Mickey's and going to see Mickey and Tinkerbell, does that consider dropping you off in the middle of a gift shop?
I think we discussed that earlier before. As far as it's kind of a gift shop, it's kind of got a couple small
same
things.
As the Princess Fairytale Hall, I think. From that standpoint. I mean, you can go through that gift shop because what is it? What's it called up there? I'm blanking on the name.
Okay. So, I tell you what, Magic Kingdom wasn't that bad. Let's head over to Epcot.
It wasn't that bad.
Because Epcot can't have any attractions that have stores at the exits.
Half of Epcot was built for nothing but stores. Come on.
Fair enough.
Very true. So, that should save us, though. So, then Future World won't have any stores at the exits. That's what I meant to say. Okay, guys, we're walking in the park, and here we go. There is Spaceship Earth right in front of us. Let's take a ride on it, and as we're getting off the exit, getting off the attraction, we're walking through a very cool area, but it's not a store.
So you can't purchase anything in there.
Which is great. It's a really fun area. Moving further into Future World, want to go left or right?
Let's go left.
Okay, we're heading over to Mission Space, having a great ride on that. I'm going on orange. What are you guys?
Oh, orange. All day long.
I'm green.
Yeah.
I'm soaring around the world.
But if you don't, and that was a good point. If you haven't done green, you got to do green. But as you exit out of Mission Space, we go through this really awesome area for games and computers and stuff like that. And we go through the store, which is a fun store.
This store, I've been asked at least 50 times to buy that astronaut hat. It sits in the tube right when you're going through it. So this one falls in that same category as Pirates of the Caribbean, which is the kids are going to want something walking through it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least any that are in the space.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of fun stuff in there, and it's not, there's some non Disney stuff in there, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yes.
So, okay. We're going to walk over to Test Track, and, well, guess what? We have a store at the exit of Test Track also.
You have a car. I could buy a car.
Well, not exactly.
Now, that's
close enough.
I picked up on my way out of Testra.
And once you pass all the guys trying to sell you those cars, you get to buy the little Matchbox cars then, too, and satisfy the kids.
Yeah. I have purchased more than one of those.
Oh, sure. Now, moving our way across Future World, we'll go through the store, get a couple Cokes over at Club Cool, work our way
over
to the...
Through over to Club Cool, yep.
Definitely. And after we got placed air conditioning and stuff like that, we'll end up over at the land.
Or maybe got out of the rain, depending on what time of day it is.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Actually, it's considered almost every day. Not really. I shouldn't say that because we'll jinx ourselves for the next time. So we have Soarin' down there. We have Living with the Land, the attraction. And no store.
No store, but I will say, if ever there were a place to put a store.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Angela about this. Put a store at the end of Soarin' and sell candles that smell like the scents from Soarin'.
Oh, wow. That would be really good.
Brass candle? I don't need that.
Do a throwback to the orange groves.
That would be cool. The orange candle, that would be sure. Very nice.
Yep, very much so. And they have, like I said, that little kiosk, that would be perfect for the candles. They actually have that area down where the line ends, or actually the beginning of the line for Living with the Land, if they had the full line, and kind of where the extra tables are way down the end of the restaurant. They used to have the baking there, where you used to be able to bake with Nestle, I think it was, or one of those companies.
I remember.
That actually might have been a great idea for a store down there, too. Just to waste time while people are on the rides. But anyway, we're moving on. And we're going over to the Seas with Nemo. I tell you what, all those different attractions in there, you still have to pass through that store to exit out of there. So I think I'm going to count this one. What do you think? And it's not a big store, but there's retail on either side of me.
There is, and you are passing through it, but there's so much that you've done inside that pavilion to have to go through that one store. I don't think it's that bad.
Not that bad. I would count it as a store, but the flip side to it is if you go into that pavilion not through the attraction, you walk through the store as well.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's like a double whammy.
I didn't even think of that. I've actually never gone in the building that way before.
It's a double whammy. You got to go in and out. You're right.
Yeah. And actually, I always confuse this like layout with the next one over at the Imagination Pavilion, because we're going to go through Figment and we're going to go downstairs and play the games, and then we're going to walk out through this other kind of really tame store, I guess. You've got the pictures on the one side there. You can take your picture with your friends as Han Solo or a princess or something like that. And then you have like some candy, some sodas, and maybe a couple shirts and such. But, yeah, still a store.
And the same thing. So if you didn't go on the attraction, you could actually go in through that same spot and go play around with all the things inside that Imagination Pavilion.
If you really wanted to play around with any of that stuff in the Imagination Pavilion, that's a whole nother story. But in talking about stores, this is the one that I look forward to because this is the Figment store.
That's right.
This is what my kids know this for. This is where all the Figment merchandise is. As far as I'm concerned, that entire old Kodak-sponsored area could be nothing but retail, and I would be absolutely fine with it. I'd have no problem with that because if you're going to walk through a little bit, you might as well give me more.
Yeah, very true. And I guess you could go a long way with Figment, a lot of different things.
Because it's the Figment store. That's really what it's turned into because there's no other place where you can really see all of it in one spot. And I would love to see, you know, there were rumors of Wreck-It Ralph meet and greet being in there. It did not end up there. It's still sort of an empty finding a sponsor location, and someday it'll change, we hope.
Right. Very cool. Okay, guys, let's work our way over to the World Showcase. Now,
a full sample-thon, not a half.
That's right.
Now, the big question is, are we going to go left or right? We're at the Imagination Pavilion now.
Or do you want a Bass this time?
I'm going to say let's go Canada way. Let's go right.
I'll go Canada.
Just because it's a little bit more convenient. Sure. And we'll save the tequila for the end of the night.
There you go. Okay. See, there's logic all the time.
very cool. As we walk through Canada, we have O Canada, which does not exit out into a shop, I'm pretty sure. They do have a nice shop up on the stairs there, but
Not directly, but you sort of have to walk around and past that, don't you? Or no, it exits past La Cellier on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then up around. Yep. Yeah, right. So it does not. Correct. Yep.
And then as we're continuing on, England has no real attraction. France has the movie, which exits out not really into a store, I'd say, but a pretty narrow alleyway that has a lot of stores and restaurants on the left and right of you. So, it still doesn't count.
The building it exits into is right by the Kidcot, and there's definitely a cash register you're walking past back there, because you got the Boulangerie Patisserie on the right, and then there's a bunch of Eiffel Tower merchandise that you're going to walk past.
That's right. It's a very sparsely decorated room, but it does have the French stuff in it. You're right. Very cool. So, I didn't even have that one. France. Very nice. Okay, as we continue on through World Showcase to the next attraction, I guess that's going to be Morocco or America.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
American Adventure.
Right. Which does have a cool store, and I'm almost thankful you don't have to walk through that at the exit, though.
Yeah, you do not walk through it.
It's a cool, it's a great store, but I can go down to Philadelphia anytime and get the same exact stuff.
Not everybody can, Ed. Not everybody
can. That's right.
Not
everybody
can. Very true. Very true. As we continue around the World Showcase, we are going to
skip right past Italy and
Germany
and
China.
China.
That's right.
Reflections to China.
Which actually has a really beautiful store to walk through at their exit, come to think of it. I believe so. I don't think you can avoid that one.
I don't think you can either.
No, it comes right up. Again, past the Kidcot. You can sneak out of it early and get into that alleyway, but you still got to go through.
Gotcha. Norway being our next stop, which has always been a famous exit through their store there. Otherwise, I don't think I've ever been in there before. I don't remember if Arendelle still exits out in there.
Same spot, yeah. It's you exit into Arendelle and all the frozen merchandise before you get to the second sort of building, which is the traditional Norway merchandise. But it's all frozen when you walk out, and I'm sure Frozen 2, it's going to be even more. I wonder if they'll do anything to the ride for Frozen 2 this year.
I'm sure they can add a character or change a soundtrack.
That thought just came to mind. Who knows?
Yeah. Probably not quick. We will see.
Frozen 2, one of the big movies for 2019, future Disney Nerds podcast.
Yep, very cool. We actually, guys, if you want to, check out the Disney Nerds podcast page. We did a blog post that actually lists all the movies expected for 2019. That's going to be, I think, November release. Where are we going
it's
next?
It's kind of like what's coming to the park. There's only one thing I saw, and that was Star Wars. But that's a whole other show.
There's a whole lot of everything in between now and
still. I saw episode 9, that's all.
Yeah, not much more, actually. What else? Actually, there aren't. You know what? And real quick, we'll have our whole movie show, but Marvel has definitely taken over Star Wars, I believe, this year. More people are looking for Endgame than they are for, I think, number 9. But we will see. We will see. We have one more stop in World Showcase, and this one's going to be a novelty because I'm not exactly sure if it counts for our category, but we're going to be going into Mexico. As you remember, we're going to walk up those steps through the little entryway there. The foyer has the Aztec clock. Or used to. I think it's basically stuff from Coco in there right now. And as you walk into that big, beautiful area in Mexico, it's basically all a store. So I'm going through that store to get to the attraction. Exiting the attraction, I'm going through that store. But considering it's the entire area anyway, does that count as a store? I guess it. I'm going to say yes, actually.
So
that's an interesting concept. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I am saying that if you exit to the left when you walk back up those stairs to leave, you're actually exiting through the bar.
Well, true, because if you've ever been in there when it's crowded, everybody's getting their drinks and they're hanging out outside anyway. So.
Well, it's the closest that you can get to a bar in an exit. Or is it? I don't know. We haven't been to Animal Kingdom or Studios.
True. We will see. We will see. Okay, so now Epcot, believe it or not, that actually was kind of a little bit excessive, I think, attraction-wise, and shops being at the exit.
Built in 1983 in the 80s, after they learned in the 70s there wasn't enough retail footprint, maybe, so everything had some retail built into it?
Yeah, very true. Very true. I think they learned a lesson.
If you look at the evolution, so it kind of makes sense.
Right. I think we're seeing a trend here. Okay, guys, where do you want to go next? AK, Animal Kingdom, or Hollywood Studios? Not MGM.
Let's jump on a gondola and go to Animal... Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Flip a coin.
We'll go to Hollywood Studios. It's closest.
Get on a friendship boat. Let's go.
Two attractions here that we need to go through?
Two. I hope there's more.
There's more now.
There is more now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so we're walking down, what is that, Hollywood Boulevard?
Hollywood
Main Street.
Yes.
And do you guys want to go straight into the park and go maybe left, or do you want to go down Sunset?
Let's hit Sunset Boulevard while we're here.
Get it out of the way? Okay, yeah. Very cool. Walking down, I'm thinking Rock and Roller Coaster first because we want to beat the crowds. And I do believe we have a store there.
Absolutely, we do.
Kind of a very specific store, but cool for different things. Drumsticks, I remember seeing the most of the time.
Has lots of shirts on the walls for all different types of rock bands. So it's not specifically Aerosmith focused or Disney focused.
Very cool.
I'm kind of seeing a shift in merchandise in that store recently. In fact, one of my latest trips to the outlets, they had the big Aerosmith hats in the outlets, which made me start to look at it. And there's many more Mickey's Rock and Roller Coaster type merchandise with Mickey Mouse and not with Aerosmith on it.
I thought that was interesting. That's interesting.
Next time you go in there, notice and see if you can find any Aerosmith specific merchandise. And it's hard to find. A lot of Mickey Mouse stuff. You can tell they're switching.
The rumor always keeps coming back. They might be switching out the theme of that ride. You never know. Okay, so we're heading over to Tower of Terror. And incredible ride and an incredible store. The store is probably, out of all the ones on property, the one that matches the attraction the most.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
100% agree.
Some of the best gifts that you can find Tower of Terror related. Mm-hmm. And Disney related. One of my favorites is seeing the Fab Five inside the elevator on the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. I like the bell they have there for the front desk.
Yeah.
They have the cool thing, and you know, some more inexpensive type of things. They have the door Do Not Disturb sign for the hotel, which I thought was a really cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they have a lot more extravagant stuff in there too. Very cool.
Yeah, this was the one that almost became a bar. That's what all the rumors were. We were going to have a bar in there right at the counter that used to be the PhotoPass pickup, but somehow merchandise got in touch with food and beverage and said, there's no way you're putting a bar that close to my merchandise.
Yeah. And that bar was so far out of the way, I don't know if that would have worked anyway.
Well, you would have went past it when you left, right? If you're leaving, it's going to be, boom, exit through the bar.
Shot on the way. Is
there a bar that doesn't work?
I haven't seen any there. So instead, they just put a little cart outside and start selling things at a Joffrey stand. But anyway.
Yep. Okay. And we're moving on now. Let's head over to Indiana Jones, which, great show. And no store at the exit. There is a store after you get off the exit and the attraction. Really cool store, actually. A lot of good stuff in there. But you don't have to go through it.
The Indiana Jones Outpost. That's what you're talking about. It's down the... So is that part of the exit or no? Do you have to go past it?
You have to go past it, but you don't have to go in the store because it's...
Got it.
You'd have to go like
it's
in the doors.
It's like an outside thing.
Yep.
Got it.
And continuing around, we're going to go to Star Tours, which has the best store on property.
Maybe the smallest.
Well, let me rephrase that. As a kid and then going through the park early days, it was great store. Not as much anymore. Yeah, they
kind of smallest store. It recently refurbished,
and they've gotten stagnant.
Took some things out to give you more room, but I think they're also prepping for Galaxy's Edge as well.
Right.
That's the Star Wars store.
I don't see them tend to do too much. Like maybe 20%, they do new things. Everything else is always the same stuff when you go through.
I was the spy T-shirt.
Correct.
That's right.
After I was the spy,
the Han and Leia T-shirts, the lightsaber making kit, the droid the making droids. Kit, the and it's always the same crap, but it's great to go through each time. And I think it's actually kind of dropped off just because you have the Launch Bay over on the other side of the park. So, okay. So let's work our way over to Muppets, and no store at the end of Muppets either. There is
a
one
store
across
but,
the street.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
sure,
you
sure.
can bypass it. Yep.
But yeah, nothing you have to go through. And it is. And it is. And
that's
guys,
what I would say is arguably the one of the best stores in that park.
It's the funniest. You got to look everywhere, read every sign in that store.
It is the
every nook and cranny is. Yeah, there's nothing hidden there. It's fantastic. And I even like sitting outside and looking at the walls, and that whole area is great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I totally agree with that. Okay, so where else do we have to go now in Hollywood
Studios?
We have
this Toy Story Land.
That's right, Pixar Place.
Brand new.
And the Animation Courtyard, so we do have a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so Toy Story Land, yeah, not so many rides in there actually exit out in the stores, I believe.
None of them do.
That's blowing our theory of the future, meaning we have to exit in the store.
Which is amazing. And this gets back to the original concept art, and we've talked about this on the show before, the original concept art for Toy Story Land had Al's Toy Barn. Al's Toy Barn was right after the Woody statue before you got the Slink Dog. It was nestled back in there. And for some reason, it wasn't built. Now, we can look at it and go, oh, was it a budget cut? But they're not budget cutting retail space where they're going to make money per square foot. I think that's because that area becomes part of an expansion at some point later.
I was going to say the operative word in this whole conversation is yet.
Yet. True. Absolutely. Well, there's something coming because the rumblings are that's going to connect all the way to Rock and Roller Coaster. And who knows what happens then?
Oh, that'll be interesting. But when you do get on to the Slink Dog coaster and you actually start out at the beginning of the ride, isn't that a barn on the left that has that big sign on it?
No, that's the does it say that's the entrance for Midway Mania? So that's what Andy took out of the package.
Correct.
Because Toy Story Mania is the package, and you can see it kind of opened up, and he took pieces out and built it, and that's the entrance to Toy Story Mania, like the arch.
Yeah. Okay. Very
so
cool.
So not Al's Toy Barn, which is clear in the early concept art. If you go back and look at it, Al's Toy Barn is there.
Gotcha.
And I bet you'll see it.
I'm with you.
However, even if we do see it, will we be exiting out of an attraction through it, though?
So let me ask this, and I know we still got the Animation Courtyard to go, and we need to place some bets on this, because my question becomes, this summer we're going to see Mickey and Minnie's Wonderland Railroad, right? And historically, the Great Movie Ride did not go through a gift shop. What do you think the chances are of a whole bunch of Mickey Mouse merchandise at the end of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad?
That's a guaranteed lock.
If Lisa's locking it in, what do you think?
It has to depend on what they did inside the building. If they're using the same ride track, the exit
which
of the
we're
building.
Which we're told they're not. We were told it's completely gutted.
Then all bets are off. I think they're
then
probably
they filled it in. Which my initial thought was they have to put it in there. And then I'm like, but they didn't build Al's Toy Bar. What's going on? But I expect you to be able to buy some Mickey plushes right away.
Now,
at the end of it.
Well, yeah. I do have one thing to say, maybe not, in that just because about 100 yards away, you've got a whole ton of stores that have a lot of Mickey Mouse merchandise on the Hollywood Boulevard of Hollywood
which will
Studios.
Probably
there.
End up with Star Wars merchandise.
Fair enough. You got it. And I know that's kind of.
I'm just guessing here, but it's just something that popped to mind as we're talking about this. I'm thinking, what are we going to see in May?
Mm-hmm. Potentially.
But I can already see the stuffed Zoom Zooms or whatever the heck they call them, which are the train with Mickey and Minnie inside it.
Sure.
And you know I mean? I'm sure merchandise is all over that kind of stuff.
And I haven't seen a lot of new Mickey Mouse merchandise. So potentially, yeah, you're right. It could be out of control. Okay, what else did we miss anything else in Hollywood Studios?
Not the courtyard left. You mentioned.
Oh, right. The Animation Courtyard, which, again, I don't believe anything exits out through a store. I don't know if you want to call a launch bay an attraction. I guess you would. It's the movie in there you can go through, and the autograph signing where you would then exit out through an attraction, through a store. So,
would you say the Little Mermaid goes through that store? Or is that just there's a lot of princess merchandise right outside of the
Mermaid. I think it exits. I'm confusing the exit from One Man's Dream movie.
One Man's Dream does not. That's around
correct.
The corner.
Right? And I understand right. that, but I can't remember where Ariel exits out because that's in my head.
Right by those.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't done that in a while.
Right by those carts of princess doll or princess plush hanging.
Yeah. I think that's a store. That would be kind of a mini store. Well, actually, would you say the Frozen exit out through a store? Because they have that little mini store at the side of the exit.
Where's
there?
Frozen exit.
They're both
the same category.
It's on the Drew Carey movie, the sound stage, right to the right side, I believe.
Right.
Drew Carey, is that? That's the Price is Right guy.
Price is Right guy.
That's such a shame. That's such a shame. Anyway, we have one more park to get to, guys. We will have done four parks in one day.
And you're keeping a tally, right? Because yes. I'm completely lost on what we did or didn't.
Well, I think we'll just get a general consensus at the end here.
I just love going on virtual tours of Walt Disney World with you guys. That's all.
That's right.
Okay, we're at Animal Kingdom. I'm getting off the bus, and I see Sam and Lisa over there waiting for me. And we're going to walk our way into the tree.
Or the...
Right.
And once we're... Now, which way are we going to go in Animal Kingdom? There was a day when you had to go right. Now there's the day now you have to go left. Which way are we going?
Flip a coin.
Yeah. I say we go right.
Okay. Let's head on over to... Well, first we're going to pass...
Bugs Life.
Right. And I do not believe we have a store at the exit of that. We just have Jungle.
That's correct.
Keep on moving there. We're going to be getting to Dino Land. And as we walk through those arches there... We are going to see, I don't know. We have the carnival, which definitely doesn't have any stores to exit out since there's nothing under there.
Subspin and Primeval, but that would classify as the my kids are going to drive me nuts because they want to play one of these games category, just like they're going to drive me nuts because they want the sword or the buzz.
Right. That'll be the next show, the distraction show.
Right.
What? Squirrel.
Yeah, right. And we're heading over to Dinosaur. And I know for a fact Dinosaur does have a store at the end of it that we're going to walk through. And it gets kind of crowded in that one, too, as you're walking past the view screens for the pictures.
And if you make the right and go down, you pretty much have to go through Hester's and Chester's to get to Dinorama. But I don't mind it. I kind of like that store.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a – it's got everything type of store, but you can avoid it if you want to.
You can, yes.
So, very cool. That was quick there. Let's move on over toward Nemo and Asia. And the Nemo attraction's really awesome. We don't really have a store at the end of that one, though.
There is the Theater in the Wild cart.
Correct.
Which you don't have to walk through and you can easily get past, especially when that thing exits out. They'll never see it. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we're getting back over the bridge and we're approaching Everest. Actually, we could hear that already. And Everest, awesome ride and an awesome store the first couple times you go through it. Got a lot of cool stuff to see.
This is also another one of those stores that kind of becomes a little bit of a log jam there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. The room that they have the screens with the pictures from the ride in it, it's kind of small and awkward to begin with because you can't get close enough to scan your band quick enough. So there's a lot of people mulling around in that one. And then the next train usually dumps out right before it's like empty. And the store itself is kind of narrow, but there is some really cool stuff in there too. Asian, Tibetan type things and just the standard, you know, Disney stuff.
I've spent a lot of time in that store waiting for my rider switch to be effective.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Perfect place for it. Okay, we're moving out of the Everest shadow into Cali River Rapids, I believe, is next.
Yeah, which is an on and off without a gift shop.
You walk through it. So to be clear, I've never ridden Cali River Rapids.
Neither have I.
I've talked about it on the show before. So I have no idea where the thing even exits.
Neither do I.
It exits where at entrance, where you get in.
Same spot?
Yep. Okay.
Right.
And off at the same place. No gift shop.
Right. Let's kind of mark that down. Sam or I have not been on that. We got to fix that.
And it's only because I don't want to get wet, and I'm usually carrying camera.
I agree. Those are the reasons. But we'll get some people to wait outside with us, and we'll go on it, and we'll do it. Yep. Okay. So we're moving through, heading over to Africa. We're going to be passing the I'm not sure the name of it, but it's the bird show.
Up.
Of course. How could I forget that?
It was Wonders in Flight.
Right. As we walk past there, we are heading into Africa and we're going to hit the safari first and definitely no store there, which is a real surprise.
It dumps you into the village instead. But there's no real safari merchandise per se, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
You've got African stuff in there, but you don't have anything like that said you were on the ride itself.
Just thinking, because there's tons of really cool merchandise in all of those stores.
But
nothing that says Cali River Rapids or Kilimanjaro Safari. So there probably is at some point, comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's probably just hard to find. Okay, so what else in Africa? We have The Lion King, which is a great show, but I do not believe we're walking through a store when you exit there.
No.
That's another one of those high quantity rides. There's a lot of people in there. It'd be tough to have a store at the exit of that one. And you know what? Let's take the long way over to Pandora and take a walk through there. And flight...
What's the long way from there? Walking right past the restroom all the way down and along the river or going back into the middle?
I was going to say around the river, but I guess if you're
right along the river, which is a great way to get between those two places.
That pathway is amazing.
It is. Yeah. You actually get to the point where you don't hear anything from either side of the park. Like you're actually walking through like a nature reserve, it seems.
Right. It's almost dead quiet.
Right. And as we walk into Pandora, we're going to get on to Flight of Passage, which has a really cool store at the exhibit. I don't think there's a way around that one. You walk down the stairs after the ride. You're going back and forth. You come down to the bottom. It's like actually the porch for the back of the store you're going in.
And, if you make an immediate right, you can get around it.
And the
only reason I know that is I need the quickest restroom right now. How do I get there? And the cast member directed me through that gate instead of through the store.
Is it a gate like you have to be pushed through or like you have to be, it's okay?
I don't exactly remember, but it's right before you go into Wind Traders. You can get around it if you wanted to.
Good to know.
It's we'll not obvious though. They make the obvious path through the gift shop, if that makes sense. And it's the obvious trail that takes you around the gift shop.
I mean, as you're coming down the stairs, the only thing you see is the big the doors for the store itself. So you don't really think there's anywhere
else to go.
The
weenie over there.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Calling you in.
Yeah, hey, that's the
register.
That was the theme of this show, basically, is how does Disney pull you in?
That's it.
So what else do we have in Animal Kingdom? We have the Na'vi River ride, which definitely doesn't have a store at the end of it.
Yeah, it does not.
No.
You know, there is a kiosk after that, though, I believe.
There's always a kiosk nearby, right?
True.
The question is it merchandise or is it some sort of snack or food opportunity?
Yeah, I think that one's merch, but
so that's not many in Animal Kingdom.
No, not at all. And that's the newest park.
Yeah.
And I thought we would see more in Animal Kingdom given what we saw in Hollywood Studios and Epcot. But it's almost as if this rumor, if you will, that they're always trying to get your money, you're always exiting into a gift shop, might have gotten back to Disney and they said, you know what, let's try some alternate ways of getting people out by putting kiosks at the end of attractions versus making them go through the gift shop.
Yeah, possibly.
Give them a band so they get sticker shock later after they tap the thing 100 times.
Oh, yeah, I know. The day you're leaving.
But in thinking about that, Lisa, and it's interesting because I'm looking at it as I'm thinking Joe Rohde, and I'm thinking his theming and how deep he gets into it, rather than forcibly pushing you through a gift shop at the safari, he dumps you into a village where it's intriguing to go into all the different stores and discover the things that are there. And that sounds like something he'd say, right?
So if you were in Asia or Africa, you wouldn't be going into a store. You'd be shopping the carts of the village.
Yes.
Yeah. Very
so
true.
It's kind of a little bit of both of those things. And
kind of like the same as you do in Toy Story Land. You shop the carts of the village.
Shop the carts in Andy's backyard.
Yeah.
It's the wildest ride in Andy's backyard.
That's a great idea. And I kind of think that does fit into the theme of the park itself, being more a zoo than an amusement park.
Not a zoo.
True. Never a zoo. A wildlife preserve.
They still say that every once in a while, not a zoo.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. You always see that. Okay, guys. Well, I tell you what. I think we really didn't prove a lot here. Not every ride empties out into attraction. Definitely not. However, Disney has taken advantage of a lot of us as we get off their rides. Might be a little weak, might be a little dizzy, might have a loose handle on our wallet. They're trying to take that money from us.
A loose handle on our children.
They could, if they really wanted to take this to the extreme, and I hope they don't take this idea, you can, push everybody through the gift shop at the exit to the park.
Oh, okay.
Like if Mouse Gear was the exit to Epcot, could you imagine? Not that we don't use it for it anyway, because we always go through there. But if that's what you had to walk through to get out.
One of the things that really stood out in Disneyland Paris was their Hollywood Studios similar park. Actually, you walk through a big studio-sized building that's basically a big store. You got stores left and right. You got restaurants left and right. And you have to walk through this to get in and out of the park. So, Sam, they've already grabbed your idea.
They already did, yeah.
Okay, guys. So, what do you think? Let us know. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
Where's Jimmy?
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 269 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. For Sam, Lisa, this is Ed, and we'll talk to you next week. See you later.
So long, everybody.
Kongaloosh.
Like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.